That this brings us to Parashat Bechukotai, and the Torah tells us, you go in the way of my laws, you keep my mitzvos, and I'll make things good for you. The rain will come on time, the trees will give fruits, there'll be peace, and you'll conquer your enemies easily, you'll have a ton of food, and I'll be in your midst, I'll go with you. I took you out of Egypt, and I can make it good for you. And what happens if you don't listen? So here we go into the curses that God warns us, keep the Torah or else. We always read this 2 weeks before Shavuot. That's why this week is a doubled up parsha, to ensure we get it in 2 weeks before Shavuot. We read it, and then we have another parsha break, and then Shavuot. So now Moshe Rabbeinu goes into all the curses. If you're disgusted by my laws, if you don't want to keep it, so God says, I'll send all kinds of diseases, and there'll be diseases that consume the crops. And God says, I'll focus on hurting the people. And the enemies will take control. And if that's not enough, then I'll pay back, and I'll break the strength, and the heavens will be like metal, and the earth will be like copper, and there'll be people working really hard, but the fruit won't give forth fruit. And if people assume it's all coincidence, they don't want to take heed of what's happening, so God says, I'll make it 7 times worse. And then even the animals of the field will come and start eating the children and destroying the animals. And if people see that and they assume it's still coincidence, so God says, okay, I'll leave things to coincidence. I'll pay back sevenfold. And then the sword will come, and people will have to gather into their cities. And in the cities, there'll be plagues, and they'll fall in the hands of the enemies. And then 10 women will gather to bake bread in one oven, and they'll have bread that's so minuscule that they weigh every little amount, and people will eat, and even what they eat won't make them satiated. And if even so, people assume it's all coincidence, and they don't take heed, God says, I'll pay back sevenfold. It'll reach a point where people eat the flesh of their offsprings, and God says, I'll destroy all the different areas where people use to worship their idols, and all the cities, and all the temples. And God says, the land will be desolate. And this is a blessing in disguise. God says, this is the curse. The land will be desolate. But on the other hand, this is a prophecy. So long as the Jewish people aren't here, the land will be desolate. Which we know. That's really what happened until we came here. Why is it called the Green Line? Right? You guys know why is it called the Green Line? Because still there it's green. Once it's out of our territory, you see white and brown and black. And you don't see green. Yeah.
Question: in the Rashi commentary, he says the 70 years of Babylon exile corresponded to 70 sabbatical years that were taken. Now, but wouldn't the course of 70 sabbatical years, how long would that run? For 70, it's every 49.
No, it's every 7 years.
Seven
plus every 49, another one.
So, but isn't that a lot longer than the Jews were even?
No.
No, that was by Rishon and part of what comes before Judges?
Yoshua, Shoftim. You had a long period. You had hundreds of years. No.
So,
you had much more years than that.
So it's 70 times 7?
Not exactly, because you have to subtract. Every 49, you have another 50th year.
Okay. Right. I guess, I'm not going to do that. I can't do all the math right now in my head.
It's, let's say, how many cycles of 70 have in 490 years?
Oh, 70.
Okay, so it's about 420. Approximately 420.
Okay.
Okay, God says even in the enemy's land, the people will be chased, and the land, what you just said, the land will finally get back the rest that it needed, it was supposed to get all along. And that's what Rashi points out, it's not his own invention, the land rested all the years corresponding to the Shemitah years that we didn't rest. And then the people in their enemy's territory will repent, there they'll say vidui, and they'll say vidui over themselves and their forefathers. That's why we always say, Chatanu aval anachnu v'avoteinu chatanu. Hashamnu bagadnu gazanu. We always begin with anachnu v'avoteinu chatanu. the fulfillment of this verse. We and our forefathers sinned. We declare God, we admit, we did wrong. And that's the essence of vidui. And this is a very, very special gift that God gave us, that even when a person repents because of the punishment, he doesn't repent because his heart is really there. He repents because he's hurting. Even so, God says that's fine. God says, well, remember his covenant. And here we have the promise, which is the key to one of the basic answers to all other faiths. God says, even when I've kicked them out of their land, and even when they've been suffered all these curses and everything has come upon them, all these all these terrible things, God says, even so, I haven't been disgusted with them. I haven't been repulsed by them. I haven't broken my covenant with them. I am still Hashem, their God. And I will maintain my covenant, my original covenant with them, that all the nations saw that I am their God. And this is the promise Hashem gives us, that even though we will be exiled, and we were exiled from the land of Israel, and all this came upon us, even though God says, you're still mine and I'm still yours. So those are the klalot of Bechukotai. The parasha continues with the laws of Erechim. There's a special halachos that if a person takes an oath, he says, I hereby am responsible to pay the Erech, which Erech might be loosely translated as the value of so-and-so. So depending on the terminology that he uses, if he uses the word Erech, so then the Torah tells us that Erech has a special meaning, and Erech will cause him to be obligated to pay specific amounts. From a 5-year-old to 20-year-old kid, you guys know all this? Or should I go through it?
I don't know it.
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, so we have a whole Masechet in Shas called Erechim that focuses on this concept. If a person says, I will hereby donate the Erech of Ploni. Erech in modern Hebrew is like worth. But depending on which term he uses, if he says worth, so then we might estimate how much is that person worth in the slave market, and that's what he'd have to give as a donation. If he uses the word erech, so then the Torah says erech is a special type of worth, and we evaluate as follows. A guy 20 to 60 years old, you have to pay 50 gold coins. A woman, you pay 30 gold coins. If it's a kid from 5 to 20 years old, then for a man you pay 10, and for a girl you also pay 10. For a man 20 and a girl 10. If it's from 1 month till 5 years old, so then the boy is 5 and a girl is 3. If it's a senior citizen, 60 years and up, so then for a man it's 15 and for a woman it's 10. The Torah tells us, what about if he says about an animal? So then whatever animal is fit for a sacrifice, you give for a sacrifice. And here we have a special mitzvah of Lo Yamir. We also have a tractate in the Shas called Timura. That's if a person takes an animal, he says, this is going to be brought as a sacrifice. Then he says, actually, I could use this animal. It gives good milk. It gives excellent shearings. You know what, God? I'll do this animal instead of that one. So that's called Lehamir, to exchange. So the Torah says you can't exchange an animal. Once you've said this animal is designated, you cannot exchange an animal. Now what happens if the person doesn't know that? And he says, this is a better animal or a worse animal. It doesn't matter. This instead of that. The Torah tells us they're both holy. They're both designated. That's it. It doesn't help. The first one didn't lose it and the second one got it. What happens if a person says, I want this animal, I'll give the temple. He says, my dog, Fido. Fido. You're going to be for the temple. Now, you don't bring sacrifices of dogs. So the coin estimates how much the dog is worth, and then you redeem it, and if he wants to redeem it himself, so he has to add a fifth. The same thing if a person designates he wants to give his house. So if he wants to redeem his house himself, he has to add a fifth. Same thing about a field. Okay. If you designate a field for the Kodesh, for the temple, then you get it back on Yovel, right? Okay. Back to the parasha.
Yovel, the land has to go fallow 2 years in a row?
Correct. We have in the end the dinim of Cherem, and we have the dinim Meiser. They take a tenth of the pure animals, you put them in a corral, you let the animals go out, and you count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. When the 10th animal comes out of the corral, you hit it with a red paintbrush, and that animal is the Maiser Behema, tenth of the a tith. You take a tith of the animal. And there the Torah again says, don't you decide which better animal should come out of corral, which worse animal. You leave it, and whichever comes out, it comes out. The Torah concludes the book of Vayikra by telling us, Eile mitzvot. These are the mitzvot that God commanded Moshe. And from here we derive that these are the mitzvot, only this book of the Torah. God told us, I do not have another Torah. These are the mitzvot I have to give you. I have no more Torah up here. There's nothing else to give you. Moshe says at the conclusion of the Torah, Moshe says, Lova shamayim hi. The Torah is not left in heaven. God says, I have no more laws to give. This is the way I want people to live for the rest of the world. There's nothing left up here. So our sages discuss, if Eila mitzvot, if these are the mitzvot, and from here on in, Moshe says, no prophet may add on to the Torah, so then how did the rabbis add the mitzvah of reading Megillah, the mitzvah of Hanukkah? How could they do that? So that's a discussion. The Talmud and Megillah discuss it, and the commentaries discuss it. But this is the source, that there's no room to add. This is the Torah. God tells us, you have to listen to the rabbis. They make institutions. You have to listen to them. But these are the mitzvot. Okay, now let's go back and review the parsha with a little bit more depth. We don't have that much time.